we are now joined by a very special guest here on Big Blue Kickoff Live, a man who knows a great deal about Jarrell Adams, considering he coached him at South Carolina, and that is former South Carolina quarterbacks and tight ends coach G.A. Mangus. Coach, Lance Meadow, Paul Dottino here with you on Giants.com, Big Blue Kickoff Live. We appreciate the time. How's everything?
Oh, it's great. Great. I appreciate it.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. And Jarrell Adams, of course, is a mystery to a lot of folks here in New York, a sixth-round pick on the late third day of the draft. We hear a lot of the draft nicks talk about his frame, his size, his potential to get down the seam. We know he ran the fastest among all the tight ends of the combine. But give us a thumbnail before we start asking about specifics of what kind of player the Giants drafted.
Well, he's, you know, today's modern day tight end, you know, what you want, the guy that can get vertical and create matchup issues on linebackers and safe in the box type safeties, you know, at 6'6", anywhere from 240 to 255. He's weighed through the years and not lost his speed. He can really run. He's long. He's got a huge catch radius. And the big thing I was most proud of him is where he learned the blocking to be the kind of complete tight end. You know, there's not a bunch of those left anymore. They're either kind of, you know, large wide outs or they're the blocking guy that can't get vertical down the field.
Sure.
It's hard to find those guys in today's game. And he's a guy that can do that and really made a big stride in the offseason before his senior year last year to really become the complete tight end. And he had his best year blocking yet. And I think you'll get nothing but better at that as time goes.
Coach, similar to another tight end that's on the Giants, Larry Donnell, who made the transition from quarterback to tight end, I know that Adams started out for the majority of his high school career and football career as a quarterback and then made the transition to tight end. What was that process like when he first arrived to South Carolina and the majority of his background was mainly as a quarterback?
Yeah, you know, very small town. You know, Jarrell's from, you talking about it, Scotch Branch, South Carolina, to the big city. I sent him a text when he got drafted. I said, don't let the big city eat you up now.
Oh, we're not that bad, Coach.
There's no buildings. There's no buildings more than one story high down there. So I said, he's going, you know, completely different planet here. But he, as small schools go in high school, point is, you're going to get your best player and try to get the ball in his hands. And that's where we're seeing this in the game of football now. There's a lot of quarterbacks. And I've always kind of been a guy that thinks in a recruiting class, if you sign 25 guys, if you go sign four or five quarterbacks of all different shapes and sizes, they'll all find a way, because they're always good athletes. And he obviously at 6'6", 240 pounds, is not a quarterback. In per se, but he was always a great athlete, and they did that in high school just to get the ball in his hands. So, the transition really, that's what he wanted to play. He also played defensive end. He was a heck of a defensive end and pass rusher, and easily could have played that for us in South Carolina.
Really?
Had he chosen that. Oh, absolutely. I mean, he looks like a defensive end. I mean, he's what you want. He's what you look like when you get off the bus, and that's what you want him to look like, and he was a heck of a pass rusher, and just, you know, he wants to have the ball in his hands, and I think it goes back to, you know, because of high school, that's what he enjoyed, and that's what he's good at, and he's got good hands, I think the quarterback thing will help him in the intellect portion of the game, you know, down the road.
Now, the Giants have some tight ends already ahead of him. We mentioned Donnell and Will Tye, pass-catching tight end, a prospect in Matt Lacoste, who I'm sure you're aware of, a guy who came out of school last year. So where do you believe that Adams will make his niche as he tries to make the 53? Does he have to be the inline guy? Could he be an H-back potentially? Is he a move tight end, you think, for the Giants? And then what are his possibilities of playing some special teams? You know as well as I do, that can be the difference in making the back end of a roster.
No question. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that was the first thing I was going to mention is, you know, Jarrell and all tight ends, all players, and I haven't changed. I've been coaching college football for 24 years, and I've always told the kids, you know, if especially in this day and age where these kids don't want, I'm not playing special teams. I don't want to play special teams. and you almost got to beg them to get out there. And I've got a lot of good friends in the business that are special teams coordinators, and they know exactly what I'm talking about. and tight ends are guys that's a must. Those body types, and when they can run, they have to be special teams players and should be very good at it. And, you know, it is truly one-third of the game. I know you hear that from coaches all the time, but, you know, when I was young in the business, I didn't worry about any of that either. I didn't like it. I didn't think it was near as important. Then I became a head coach, and you realize you got to do that. And so Jarrell was easy to put that on the tight ends from Buster Anderson, who was a great special teams player, now playing for the Niners, and he and Jarrell played together for 3 years. And Jarrell came finally a couple years ago and said, hey, I want to play special teams. I want to cover kicks. And at 6'6", 240, you don't see a lot of guys go cover kicks.
No, you don't.
And I can tell you. Yeah. And Joe Robinson, who was a wonderful special teams coordinator now at Texas Tech, his opinion matters. And he said Jarrell's one of the best. He's been the coordinator at LSU and South Carolina and all over the place, all over the country. And he said Jarrell's one of the best kickoff cover guys he's ever had. And the best part about it was Jarrell volunteered for that. He knew we needed some help. We were having some problems covering kicks, and he went to Joe himself. And when you put that advice on him and you tell him you need to go do that and it can help you make an NFL roster, it's amazing how the motivation sometimes changes people. And I think that's a way that all players, not just Jarrell in particular, but all players, you know, you start getting down to those last two spots on the 53. If you can't play teams, you're looking for a job the next day.
G.A. Mangus, who coached Jarrell Adams at South Carolina, the Giants' rookie tight end draft choice. And, G.A., I got to be honest with you, I had not heard any of the draft experts or any of the writers even discuss his special teams prowess until you just told us that now. And as we both have just expressed, that could be the golden nugget that helps him make this team.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. And, you know, one of the first things I hit him up with right after he got drafted, after congratulating him and his family and everything, and was proud of him, the first thing I said is make sure you continue the special teams. And, you know, again, when you're 6'6", 240, and you can run in the 4.6s the way he can, and as long as he is, there's other things he can do special teams-wise besides just covering kicks. And I think, you know, as you're learning, as you're progressing, you're learning the pro game. Now, our offense at South Carolina is predominant. You know, we still teach 1 to 2 to 3 progression reads and all the things that, you know, NFL coaches say, you know, us college guys are, you know, not developing the guys and teaching them the NFL game. That's not true at South Carolina, you know, with Coach Spurrier. And,
sure.
And it's a pro-style offense.
Yeah, yeah.
We still recruit tight ends and play tight ends. And so Jarrell has a knowledge of that, but as it goes to the next level in the NFL, while he's learning that, I really believe the special teams is something that can keep him around until it's his opportunity to go play, tight end for the Giants.
You know, I'm sorry, Lance, I want to cut in one more second here, though, but at 6'6", it seems to me he'd have a chance to block kicks with a large wingspan. I don't know if he ever did any of that at South Carolina, but also it seems to me if you said he could have played defensive end, it means he likes to hit people. So that's not a bad thing either on specials.
Yeah, the physicality, you're exactly right, and that's where he became, you know, when he didn't do so well blocking when he was young, it's just a deal of you got to want to do it. You know, I always tell the tight ends, you know, I use Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman was never the biggest guy, the strongest guy, this or that. I said, but he wanted to get a rebound more than anybody. And to me, blocking as a tight end is as much want to as it is anything. You either want to block or you don't want to block. And Jarrell was, you know, I said, you played DN, you're a physical kid when you want to be. So do it. And this year was, you know, the tape doesn't lie. And it was his best tape. All scouts I talked to through the process all mentioned how his blocking had gotten better and he showed some physicality. And that's what you want. And he can bring that physicality to teams as well. He did not block kicks, but he easily could have been. We had another kid he's going to be a senior, Darius English, happens to be the same size that has 42-inch vertical. He was our field goal block guy, the jumper. But Jarrell could easily be a jumper. Was a basketball player in high school as well, and he could be a jumper and block kicks. And like I said, with his skills as an athlete, there's a lot of things he can do, and I'm sure the Giants will see that shortly.
Absolutely. And, Coach, I think you brought up a very interesting point about how the desire is really half the battle when it comes to playing special teams as well as blocking. It's not something that is necessarily easy to teach. You like it when a player has the motivation to do that. With that being said, from at least an X's and O's standpoint, and you talked about how he embraces physicality, what is it about his technique, though, that makes him such an effective blocker?
Well, he's got long arms and quick feet. And so his positioning, you know, at the beginning, it was just in teaching him, it was all more just to understand the positioning and the geometry of blocking. And I've always taught it that way. And it seems simple, but it, you know, as you're learning all the techniques and using your hands, you know, especially when you're from a small school, small town, you play three different positions, you know, you play quarterback, you're not really blocking. And using your hands, that's always something that takes time in O-linemen and D-linemen. And that's why you see the development of that position sometimes takes a little longer than others, because they do have to learn to use their hands. But in the meantime, he learned the positioning. And then with his length and everything in time, as his last year, he really began to use his hands and became an effective blocker. And I think just that, you know, his length and his wingspan and all those things are, you know, sometimes even if you're a half a second late with some footwork because of your wingspan, you can make up for it. That's why those things are so important, and why the NFL guys and scouts, they love all those measurements and everything, because it can give you, you know, an extra advantage. You know, maybe if you're, you know, a little deficient here, that can make up for some mistakes. And Jarrell has that, and will continue to get better and learn the intricacies of the little things that it can take to continue his progression as a blocker.
Coach, before we let you go, you mentioned he had a career year this past season, and he had about 28 receptions. So his numbers did improve from at least an offensive standpoint each and every year. But I know he hinted at it, and a number of people that at least have followed South Carolina football, that perhaps the numbers went up and down as a result of maybe the quarterback play at South Carolina. Now that he has Eli Manning, number one, what do you think Eli Manning will do for a player like that who has that size and that versatility? And is there validity behind perhaps the quarterback play influencing perhaps his numbers over the course of his career there at South Carolina?
No, first and foremost, he shouldn't have said that. And I think if he had it to do over, I don't know that he makes that statement. We did play four quarterbacks last year. We had a lot of injuries. But for the previous 3 years, Connor Shaw and Dylan Thompson, you know, are playing in the NFL right now. So there was two NFL quarterbacks for the first 3.5 years of his career that he got a chance to catch balls from. So, you know, I think is what happened early in the process. We play a lot of two tight end sets, which he and Rory Anderson, who plays for the Niners, you know, they split a lot of time. So there's enough, you know, there's not enough balls to go around in this
sure.
game. That's,
yeah.
You know, when you have good players, you have Alshon Jeffrey, you have Marcus Lattimore, you have Jarrell, and you have Buster.
Yep.
It's why we won 11 games 3 years in a row.
Exactly.
You know, and you got to make everybody happy. So this year, you know, Jarrell, obviously, you know, the biggest reason you look at it, we were 3-9. For a reason. We weren't very good, and we had a lot of injuries. We weren't very good, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, and we weren't good enough on the offensive side of the ball, and you play four quarterbacks with injuries, and that's what happens. And so we had Farrell Cooper caught, you know, had a career year. He caught 70-some-odd balls and had 1,000 yards receiving. So the quarterbacks were doing something good, obviously. And I just think that, you know, when you only have a couple of players' weapons, you know, he got double teamed. They put a safety over top of him and linebackers, and got physical with him on the ball. And he really showed a lot. He had a heck of a year considering, you know, what was going on and the way people defended us. And it was, you know, to take away your two best players, which obviously he was one of them. But I think the future is bright for him. I think he's just scratching the surface of how good he can be. And I think his confidence level of how good he can be, when Buster went to the NFL and kind of he became the guy, I saw his confidence level really shoot up. And I think he can really have a great career in the NFL.
G.A. Mangus, who coached Jarrell Adams, the Giants' sixth-round pick. He was the quarterbacks and tight ends coach at South Carolina. Coach, greatly appreciate the time and the insight. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much.
No problem. You guys have a great day.